As I told you, when age fell upon the world and wonder went out of the minds of men, when great city reared to smoky sky, tall towers grim and ugly, in whose shadow none might dream of the sun or spring of flower in it, when learning stripped the earth of her mantle of beauty, and brought sung no more save of twisted phantom seen with clear and inward looking eyes, when this thing had come to pass, and childish hope had gone forever. There was a man who traveled out of life on a quest in the space, whither the world's dreams had fled. On the name and abode of this man little is written, but they were of the working world only. It is said that both were obscure. It's enough to say that he dwelt in the city of high walls where sterile twilight reigned, and he toiled all day among shadow and turmoil. Coming home at evening to a room with one window open, which he opened fields and drove but onto a dim court where other windows stared into chill despair. From that casement one might see only walls and windows, except sometimes when he leaned out so far and peered at the small star that passed. And because more walls and windows must soon drive a man to madness with dreams and dread much, the dweller in that room used night after night to lean out and peer aloft the crimson fragment of things beyond the walking world and the tall city. After a year, he began to call the slow sailing star by name, and follow them in the fancy that they cleared gradually out of sight, till a language vision opened to many secret vistas to exist in the common eyes of spectacle. And one night, a mighty goal was breached, and dream how the sky swelled down to only watch of window to melt with the close air of his room and to make him a part of their fabulous wonder. They are gone to that room, the stream of violet night-night glittering with dust of gold, protests of dust and fire, swinging out of the ultimate space and heavy perfume from the outer world. Are there a thousand power there, written by sun that the eye may never behold and having in their willful strength tells it, and see names of unrememberable deeds. Noiseless infinity eddied around the dreamer and swept him away without touching the body that limps safely from their only window. And for days not count in the main calendars the tide of far spirits that bore him gently to join the course of other cycles that tenderly left him, sleeping on the green sunrise shore, the green shore vibrant with lotus blossoms, and stars fire from the red come out of